The Spurs have revealed jersey number 4 that they'll wear next season. Let's just say fans are not too pleased.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, a new jersey dropped. In case you missed it yesterday, the Spurs revealed the new statement jersey. This is featuring one of their new logos, the one that really got Spurs fans upset, because if you take away the S, it looks like it says Austin, Texas, the SATX jersey. Yeah, that jersey has been revealed. We're going to react to that. What do we like about it? The shorts, are they fire? Is that the saving grace? And what are fans saying about the new jersey that dropped just yesterday? Also, we're going to be diving into some Spurs news and notes, Specifically, the Spurs have given a new player a two-way deal. But what does that mean for Joe Wieskamp, who is helping me today? A guy that needs no introduction. A guy who apparently is training to become a Mandalorian. He is Rudy Campos. Rudy, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Thank you, Jeff. I've been on a little hiatus on vacation. I was vacationing in Mandalore getting my training. I am definitely ready to become the next Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait for that new season to drop. I think you were the one who sent me the leaked video, like the teaser trailer. That was sick.
Yeah, dude, it looks ridiculous. It's going to be a fire episode, especially coming off of Kenobi. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, before we get off on a tangent, I want to thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day, free and available wherever you get podcasts. So what are we talking about today, Rudy? Huh? It looks like Spurs fans are not too pleased with the new jersey that the Spurs released yesterday, the SATX. But before we get into some fan reaction, let's go ahead and get a little background on this. Basically, this is the 4th jersey that the Spurs have released. Well, I guess 2nd, if you want to be technical about it. The 2 are the traditional, you know, all black, all white, those we see, you know, that they wear all the time, the white and road ones. Then they released the ABA Classic Edition. Everybody loved that one. And then yesterday, the new one, the SATX, it's inspired by the Mexican Serape. And it has like the state of Texas logo on the shorts, and a little spur supposedly hovering over San Antonio. All those Spurs fans think it hovers over Austin. So basically on the ribs, on the edging, that's where the Mexican Serape is going to be. And it's on the shorts as well. All in all, I just wait for the fan reaction. Let's get your thoughts first. Oh, by the way, everybody, it's all black with white highlighting, and the lettering is white. But go ahead.
For me, honestly, okay, I really like the design. I'm not a huge fan of it. I mean, it's a lot better than the camo jerseys that we got. I do like it, but what I feel the Spurs missed out on, and actually I was going to go ahead and tweet at it, was it is based off of, you know, the Mexican tradition, the serapes and everything like that. They missed out on the color scheme. I don't really need a black and silver, black and white jersey anymore. Make it a white jersey with the green and red going down the side where the serape is. And maybe make the SATX green and red. You know, bring out the true Hispanic Mexican colors on this jersey if you're going that way. Forget the black and the silver colors on this jersey edition. I would have rather gone with the traditional Mexican colors. You know, the green, the white, the red. Everything else looks good on it. I like the design. I have no problem with it at all. I think the shorts are really good. It's just they really completely failed on the color scheme for this. You could have gone in so many different ways, because remember, NBA had what, the Latin Knights or the Salsa Knights or something like that.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. This would have been so perfect. And you know what? I think fans would have enjoyed that color scheme more, because it bleeds San Antonio with that kind of color scheme. Now you've got fans talking about, well, if you drop the S, it looks like Austin. You're pointing more to Austin. And even the Spurs did say this is kind of a regional-type jersey for every fan in the region of the San Antonio area. I think they would have killed it with those colors if they would have gone that way.
I'm looking at the picture of it right now, and Yeah, you know, I like the design. I like the effort in that department, the adding the Serape look. But what got me was that the team teased it on Sunday evening. On Sunday evening, they put it out on social media that it's going to come out yesterday, on a Monday. And what did they do, Rudy? Didn't they place it on top of a Mexican Serape, the traditional one you're talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. That they, I think they completely missed on that opportunity right there. The color scheme would have been really, really good. I think what will, I mean, let's be real, man, people are still going to get it. There's no doubt about that. But what I really hope they do, let's make up for it. Instead of the traditional warm-up suits, they need to practice in ponchos. Mexican ponchos. And we've
that
got
would be great. Traditional thing. That would be great. We're talking with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. We're reacting to the new statement jersey the Spurs released yesterday, featuring the Serape look, not the colors, but and a new logo. Well, one of their alt logos, the SATX. It has the Jumpman logo on it. It has the self patch on it. Do you think it's too busy? Do you think that's just, it's just too busy? So many logos here. You got those two promotional logos. You got the SATX. Then you got the number. Then you got all the design there. Or you think it's the right amount?
You know, I don't mind it so much. I know in today's marketing schemes for basketball and actually sports in general, you're trying to buy jersey property basically on all over Jersey wherever possible. I don't mind it so much. It kind of looks a little busy, but it's okay. I mean, you're going to have the Jumpman logo on there. Obviously, Nike's a huge sponsor for the NBA. Teams are allowed to get sponsored jerseys. It's kind of like in the world of bowling where I'm pretty, you know, I'm a big person in the world of bowling because I bowl a lot of tournaments. On jerseys itself, I have maybe 5-6 different company logos on there. So it's kind of like race car driving, stuff like that. So I don't mind it having extra sponsors on there. But to me, it's fine. I don't mind the extra additional logos anywhere.
I look at the, again, we're looking at the just the tank top part. We'll talk about the shorts in a bit. I'm looking at the Serape sides on the ribs. My only thought is why they did not go with those colors, because maybe it will look kind of Fiesta color-ish. And there's going to be a fifth jersey that's going to be dropped. It's one of those worst kept secrets, you know, out there. It's basically the traditional retro Spurs 90s alt colors, the Fiesta colors. Do you think that's why they did not bring in those colors, simply because there's going to be a Fiesta colored themed jersey?
You know, before we started talking, I really thought about it, and I thought that's probably why they didn't release, you know, the colors that we were talking about earlier, is because they don't want it to confuse it with the Fiesta themed jersey. But Fiesta colors are so different compared to the Mexican traditional colors. I mean, way different. You're talking about vibrant colors when it comes to Fiesta. You know, you've got the confetti look. You've got just so many different colors going around. I really felt they could have done it both ways. But again, you know, we really don't technically, we do, but we don't know what's going to come out next when it comes to the city official jerseys. I think that might have been the reason why they didn't want to confuse fans. But I mean, you're talking about a fan base that is traditionally not happy with certain jersey designs.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, start thinking out of the box, black and silver on every single thing kind of gets old really fast.
Well, the classic ABA jersey, everybody loved. I think that's been the number one hit so far of the jersey release. Of the two new ones, yes, because the Spurs had the traditional black and white one that they wear mostly. But of the two brand new ones, the ABA one is still heads above the rest. It's not a secret. It's already been leaked. The fifth jersey is a retro 90s Fiesta color inspired. But very on the bright side, it's not the darker colors. It's a very bright blue. It's a very bright yellow, bright orange. But we're talking about these right now. But so you're asking why did they release these? Well, this is, again, in celebration of the team's 50th year in San Antonio. This is their homage to the city, which has heavy, heavy Mexican roots. And they figured this was the route to go, and they did it, and fans are not liking this for the most part. When we get back, we're going to look at the shorts and then get into some fan reaction right here on this episode of Locked On Spurs with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. From the people who invented Healthy and Tasty comes the latest gift for your taste buds. You probably tried the amazing Coconut Brownie Chunk Built Bar. Guess what? Your friends at Built have given Coconut Brownie Chunk the puff treatment. That's right. Coconut Brownie Chunk Built Bar flavor that you love in a deliciously chewy marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. It's like a fluffy cloud of coconut brownie goodness. So stop drooling and listen. They are good for you. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, all delicious. That Coconut Brownie Chunk puff, well, they're only here for a limited time. So you want to go to built.com right now to make sure you do not miss out. They are going fast because they taste amazing. I already had my box, and let me tell you, I'm out already. I got to make another order because that's how good they are. I forget I'm eating a healthy bar because they taste like candy, but it's good for you. Made with collagen protein, that gets into your body a little bit more efficiently, provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. The best part of Built Puffs is the amazing taste. You can enjoy them guilt-free because they're actually good for you. They are the perfect treat when you got a craving, satisfy your sweet tooth, or you need a quick healthy snack that's an excellent source of protein. Delicious coconut-rich, sweet, brownie, creamy marshmallow? Yeah, stop fantasizing. Get to Built.com right now. Order your box of brownie chunk Built Puffs right now. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCK15. 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15. We're back with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League, and we're reacting to the new statement jersey the Spurs released yesterday. Now, we were talking about the jersey tops. Now let's get into the jersey shorts, which it seems to me fans are loving the shorts more than the jersey top. Your thoughts on the shorts?
100%. I think the shorts are fire. I'm a shorts guy. I love wearing shorts. I love the different designs.
But you got to show off that new, those new legs you've been working on, man.
The legs, all that
weight. Yeah.
I still gotta get the Jeff Garcia muscle legs going, you know, back, but I'm still working on that. But, you know, for shorts-wise, I like the shorts. I mean, I'm in love with them. The logo, I know, was a problem with some people when they first designed that logo back a few months back. But I love it. I mean, you still got the same kind of design, the strap on the side. You still got different logos on the side. It just looks, it looks clean. I really like the short design. It looks really clean. Again, it's just this color scheme for me. I would have loved to have a different color scheme. But 100% on the shorts, I'm all in for those.
Yeah, the shorts, as Rudy mentioned, has a serape design on the sides and the thighs. And it looks like that design is on the waistband. I'm not too sure. I think maybe it's just more of a color scheme. Maybe it's not the serape. But there's a Spur logo in the middle of the short right at the waist. And it has the Jumpman logo, the NBA logo, and the Texas, the new alt. Well, one of the new alt logos for the Spurs, the Texas with the Spur hanging over San Antonio. All in all, yeah, I think the shorts are definitely the winner here of the two pieces. I like these. And I keep on staring at the serape design, Rudy. And I think maybe you're right. Yeah, I think if they had splashed in that color, do you think that would have vaulted it into maybe the best of this one versus the ABA throwback?
Ooh, I will say this. If they went with that color design that I've been mentioning, I want to say that the ABA throwback and this jersey probably would have been neck and neck, hands down. I mean, you are thirsty for a massive jersey upgrade. This would have probably been like, I want the ABA and I want this. I've got to have them now. Spurs released them right now.
You know, there's going to be some fan out there that's going to Photoshop something and going to make something better. People are going to be, look, Spurs, you could have done this with this and look at this. But you can't please them all. Yeah, I definitely like the shorts of the two. For me, it's just something about the SATX that throws me off. It's just something about that gets me. I get the colors and the Mexican serape, you know, lack of colors. But it's just something about that font that's just throwing me off. Like, I don't know. It looks too big. I can't put my finger on it. But nevertheless, you know, we had our reactions. You know, I give it a I give it a C+. I think I'm gonna give it a C+. What about you, Rudy? What are you gonna give it?
I can't disagree with you. I'll say C+. I mean, if we're talking shorts, I think I give the A on the shorts jersey probably like C- or so. But overall, C+ for the entire jersey. Like I said, have the ponchos for the warm up and have Pop come in, you know, and the Santa Ana get up for the game.
All right, well, let's get to some fan react. So early yesterday morning, I put it out there, put a photo of the short and the jersey top. And yeah, let's just say, Rudy, the fans are leaning towards more hating on it. They're dragging it. It's pretty bad. Now, to be fair, there are some Spurs fans out there that are liking it, and we'll mention those guys. But because there was a really strong fan reaction, we can't get to everybody. So let's just highlight a few. This is from at Z Ryan, well, Z underscore Ryan 82. He says, these are AAU uniforms. Yikes. Another, this is from at Mar2Man on Twitter. He says, I'm not joking. This jersey is literally embarrassing for an NBA franchise. Shake my head. It gets worse. Yikes. It gets worse. This is from at Eddie the Great 84. He says, when you procrastinate all month and remember the project is due tomorrow.
Yeesh. Oh, no.
Yeesh, ooh, yeesh, yeesh. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. This is from at RobbieNico93 on Twitter. He says, the new logo is eh, but the shorts are fire. So there we go. So some fans are split. They definitely like the shorts over the tank top. Getting some more react. This is from at COVFEFEI Sheer. Woo, that's a long one. On Twitter, they are just okay, which kind of goes back to our thoughts, you know, about a C plus. They're there. Yeah. And what else? Ah, here's somebody who agrees with you, Rudy. This is from at Jonah N. Henderson. He says, those side panels are just begging for some color. Still a huge upgrade over the gray unis. But man, some color would have really elevated these. Your thoughts on his reaction?
It's 100%. I mean, we're mentioning it. It's the color scheme. Even if you kept the logo, if you kept the jersey black, I don't mind that. But a straight up, you know, green, red, white on the side of the Serapa area, making that design, you know, colorful, the SATX. The reason why it doesn't really hit with people is because it's so plain. If you make the color, if you make it a colorful design, make that SATX colorful, bright, even on a dark black jersey, it's gonna stand out more. It's gonna catch a person's eye, and we all know when you're looking at something, it's that color, the color scheme that gets you a lot of times, and that's what they missed on. And I agree with the guy that tweeted that out. That side design would have made the jersey so much more better. It's just a plain Jane design.
More react from Spurs fans is from at underscore 3KNW on Twitter. How do we go from those fire throwbacks, talking about the classic ABA jerseys? I'll need some time to adjust. Maybe they'll look better on the court. What about that idea? Like, wait till they're on the court.
I think that is a fair assumption. You know, to say, to knock them now just because it's a picture is kind of different to the way they actually look on the court. It happens, man. I mean, you're going to get some jerseys that don't look good. Then they're on the players, you know, and then you're like, oh, wow, it does look decent. I like the way it looks. I'd say, to be fair for all the fans out there, give it a chance. See how it is on the court. If it doesn't mesh, then definitely, you know, crucify them for it.
This is on Twitter. This is from at Hoya Texas. Says, I love the State of Texas logos in the uniforms. There is a fan that likes that new alt logo. We have another react from Arthur Flores on Twitter, at Arthur Flores 15. Might have puked a bit after seeing this. Not an ideal way, I guess, way he meant to put on there, to start my morning. Some more positives from at DFW Dumpster Fire on Twitter. These rule, especially the shorts. So he's a fan of the jerseys. This is from at created by underscore Ray on Twitter. Can I do a redo? but yeah, it looks like they're split with leaning more towards not liking that. Give you a couple more reactions from the fan base. This is from at Curtis M. Harris on Twitter. I'm definitely going to want to get your reaction on this one. The mismatch font between the number and SATX, and the choice of SATX ruins what is otherwise a really awesome jersey. So he's focusing on the font. And I've heard this before from Spurs fans saying the font is off. The font is off. Why is font such a big deal?
It stands out, man. I mean, if you're buying a jersey, you're liking the colors, but you also want that name across the jersey, the team name, to just pop. And yeah, the font is really terrible. And he is right. I mean, the number scheme and the font itself, doesn't mesh. It doesn't go together. And I think the number's fine. I think it's just the lettering for the SATX that just doesn't do it. It's too bulky. It's just too kind of like RoboCop-ish is what it is. It's just, it's a stiff. It's a stiff font that doesn't flow with the numbers or the jersey itself.
Isn't that Thiago Splitter's number too? 22? I think that's Splitter's.
Yeah,
it is. Splitter still lives. And we'll do one more reaction. This is from Ad Midwest, Manny. I'm sorry. Let me start over again. This is from at Midwest Man Myth on Twitter. He just simply puts 3 fire emojis. So he definitely likes the uniform. Yeah, it's a very strong reaction from the Spurs fan base. Again, heavily leans more towards they're not liking it. But what do you think? Do you like the new jerseys? Do you say it's all right? Kind of like what Rudy and I are saying, or do you have a strong like or a strong disagreement towards it? Let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League. Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. When we get back, we're going to get away from jersey talk and talk a little Spurs news and notes. Specifically, a new Spur is on board. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. He is with Sweep the League, and he'll tell you about that in just a few seconds. So we got some Spurs news and notes to dive into. Rudy, perhaps the big news is the Spurs have given their final two-way deal to a summer Spur, Jordan Hall, guard forward. Didn't really put up a lot of solid numbers. His stats didn't really make you jump off your seat from his play in the summer league. But scouting reports do say that he's a pretty good defender, a pretty good athlete. He is a switchable player, guard forward. And but I guess the big question is, are we forgetting about this other guy named Joe Wieskamp on the court? Because Joe, I thought he was on a two-way too. What's the latest in that situation? What is going on there?
Well, with Joe Wieskamp, the thing with him is that I don't think he's going to be a two-way player. I really feel that the Spurs are going to sign him just to a contract. He's probably going to see time in Austin, but I think they feel that they have a good enough player to where he deserves a contract. Probably not going to be a huge contract at all. But again, being a restricted free agent, any contract that a team offers him out there, they'll be able to match. I don't really see many teams out there offering Joe a contract, so I really think he will be back with the San Antonio Spurs. The two-way deal for Jordan Hall, it's actually a really good move. Now, the thing with Jordan Hall is he's got a massively high basketball IQ. Don't say, this is the type of player he's going to be. But remember Boris Diaw, his passing ability, his IQ on the basketball court was very huge for the San Antonio Spurs. Jordan Hall's a developmental player. He's developed into a really good player. The thing with him is that he has improved his stats year after year. And what you're going to see with him is, yes, you're going to get a good defender, but you're going to get a guy who's looking to pass first. And that's something that the Spurs are going to really, really benefit from. 6'7" guy, 6'9" wingspan. He's very long, very lanky. It's his passing ability. If he can develop into a player to come off the bench and help guys get into the rhythm and the flow of the game, that's what they're going to use him for.
Yeah, you look at his summer stats, and they're not that great. Didn't receive the ball well from three line or just inside the three. And overall, I think single-digit scoring. But again, you mentioned the high IQ, the defensive. And I think he does all the little things that an NBA team wants. But yeah, I think the Spurs have made an offer to Wieskamp, making him a restricted free agent. So they can match, but it's been really quiet on that front. It could be a good battle for some of those final San Antonio roster spots in training camp.
Oh, yeah.
You got him.
Oh,
you got Wieskamp, Barlow. Who am I missing? The other kid. The rookies.
Wesley. Blake Wesley.
Wesley, Brandon, and Sohan's. I hope Sohan's on the San Antonio roster. he better be. So, yeah, it's going to really be competitive for that final roster spot up in San Antonio. But, yeah, there's something to keep an eye on in the future of Wieskamp in San Antonio. Great shooter. Wieskamp shot the lights out in Austin, really showed out when he played with the Summer Spurs last year, not this past one. I think what really hurt him, too, was not being able to play in the Summer League because he got injured. I think that hurt him, and he got an ankle injury. So
yeah,
that really set him back a bit. Hopefully, you know, he'll be back. A good kid, you know, even if he doesn't stay in San Antonio, I think he'll be a great contributor down the road for some team. But I mean, hey, 3-point shooting is a premium. He could definitely do that. But yeah, so many things are going on with the Spurs right now. But as I have to remind you, Joe, and everybody else listening, we're in the thick of things in the off season. So this is where it's really quiet. So you're probably, like I've been saying, I've been kind of giving the listeners, Joe, Rudy, the heads up here that, Lockdown Spurs is going to start trailing off a bit, little by little. So maybe it won't be every day. It'll be maybe two times a week, because seriously, Rudy, I was not going to do a Lockdown Spurs for today until the jerseys came out. I was going to start pulling back the cord and start winding down. But no, it was a good topic. Had to talk about the new jerseys. Rudy's going to fill it out. Look like The Rock when he wears any shirt. By the way, what do you think about the XFL in San Antonio?
My inner kid is excited because it's football back in San Antonio, but my adulthood side of me says let's pump the brakes and hopefully it stays longer than a year, or at least makes it a year, unlike the Commanders. But it's going to be an exciting time. I understand. And the thing about the XFL is I see everybody saying you have The Rock. You have a lot of people backing it, a lot of big-time people backing it. There have been several leagues in the past that have had big-time people backing them that don't last. You just have to see how it's ran, how it's structured, and how it goes before we can actually say it's something here that's going to stay forever.
Yeah. How many football teams have come and go, Rudy? Come and gone from San Antonio? It's been the Commanders, the Talons, the Gunslingers. The Force. Well, the old school. Yeah, the Force.
Oh, yeah.
Force was an arena team, right?
Yeah, there were an arena team. I mean, there's the been different leagues. There's been different leagues in San Antonio. I mean, it's just some of them are good, some of them have been bad. I just don't know.
I mean, and yeah, that's the thing too, Rudy, that makes me pump the brakes too, is we got The Rock. The Rock's backing it. But didn't the Commanders in that league have, Dick Ebersol backing it?
Ebersol.
Deep Pockets?
Yeah, man. You had a TV guy back in there, which is big because he brings the TV market. And the TV market was good from what I hear. Just the fan support was kind of tough on a lot of the cities.
Yeah, apparently a lot of lies, too. A lot of lies and a lot a lot of money they didn't have. But hey, you're here for Locked On Spurs, not Locked On XFL. But yeah, we got to, just something to keep an eye on if you're in San Antonio, a new team is coming. So there'll be more entertainment for you other than your San Antonio Spurs, which is a good thing. San Antonio deserves more professional sports. But I'm pretty sure Rudy's got to go because he has to try out for the XFL team in San Antonio. So, Rudy, we don't want to keep you. Tell us about Sweep the League.
Yeah, man, Sweep the League. It's every single Wednesday night we drop our latest episode. And it's kind of like it is the offseason. We're going to get more into some more football talk. We're going to talk about the XFL. Big topic that's going to be this Wednesday is kind of a Spurs-related topic with the XFL is the XFL going to rely – is it going to last San Antonio if it doesn't have San Antonio Spurs backing? That's something to keep in mind. So that'll be this Wednesday.
All right. And you can make sure to follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, now on YouTube, as well as the Ken's 5 YouTube page and on the Ken's 5 the new Ken's 5 Plus app that is out and available now. And thanks for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, get up to date on the latest news and rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day with Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA, your daily update in just 30 minutes. Rudy, good luck to you in your XFL tryout. I know you will do well and just cream the competition.
Thank you. I've been in negotiations with Hines Ward to, if I don't make the team, I can at least be an assistant coach somewhere.
There you go. Yeah. So follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. So for Rudy XFL Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.